Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Weather across Israel today is bright and sunny. In Tel Aviv, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Jerusalem also enjoys clear skies, while Haifa sees mild temperatures. As we head into the night, expect warm conditions throughout the country. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnels and uncovered weapons caches in southern Lebanon near Majdal Zun, according to JNS. Also, earlier this hour, six people were reportedly killed by the IDF in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports an attempt to assassinate Hamas spokesman Hassem Qassem failed. Also this hour, according to Ynet, the IDF is reducing reserve call-ups as fighting decreases on multiple fronts. Separately, Walla reports that in the U.S., officials clarify that despite ongoing conflicts, diplomacy persists. And finally, from I-24 News, a pilot project in Gaza aims to relocate residents to areas outside Hamas control. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Golani Brigade forces destroyed Hezbollah depots with weapons and launchers just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Ynet Global posted that the IDF is cutting reserve call-ups by up to 50% as emergency activities scale back. And the Israel Defense Forces reported that they located and dismantled weapons facilities in southern Lebanon, which were intended to target IDF soldiers and Israeli civilians. Let's go deeper, starting with the destruction of tunnels and weapons caches in southern Lebanon. JNS reports that IDF troops found tunnel routes and launch shafts near Majdal Zun. These discoveries highlight ongoing tensions and the threat posed to Israel from the north. The implication is clear. Vigilance remains crucial for Israel's security. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details the IDF's recent strikes. Six people lost their lives, but the targeted Hamas spokesman, Hassem Qassem, was not among them. This comes after several strikes killed Islamic Jihad commanders earlier today. The enduring violence underscores the fragile situation in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet reports a wind-down in military mobilization. The IDF is trimming reserve call-ups, reducing personnel by up to 50%. This follows a new operational assessment as fighting decreases. For many reservists, this means a return to routine and a shift towards stability. On the diplomatic front, Walla reports that U.S. officials emphasize that diplomacy continues despite the conflict. This statement comes as Iran completed a significant funeral for former Supreme Leader Khamenei. The ongoing diplomatic efforts may signal a potential path to de-escalation. Finally, I-24 News highlights a pilot project in Gaza. The aim is to relocate residents to areas beyond Hamas control. This initiative could change the living conditions for many and alter the dynamics on the ground. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that a new system can detect brain bleeding before doctors see it. This innovation is part of how artificial intelligence is transforming medicine in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Direct Financing has integrated an AI-based voice service for immediate customer responses. This marks a significant shift in how car financing services operate in the region. And finally, Mariv Business discusses Israel's high-tech sector, valued at over $60 billion. The International Monetary Fund praises the economy's resilience, but issues warnings amidst wartime challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.